Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Hey, happy to announce something really cool that you won't want to miss. We just launched The Lounge. This is a free weekly newsletter tailored just for you, the physician entrepreneur and investor. You're going to stay ahead with the latest news in tech trends, entrepreneurial strategies, alternative investing, and passive income tips. And there's so much more, all designed to further your career and financial goals, delivered straight to your inbox every week. We'll also be spotlighting fellow physician entrepreneurs, sharing success stories, and providing valuable lessons from peers who are navigating the same exciting path that you are. No cost, no hassle, just important insights delivered straight to you every week. To sign up, just go to bootstrapmd.com/the lounge and subscribe today. It's 100% free. Once you enter the lounge, get ready to start shaping your future now.
Hey guys, this is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD. I want to thank you. Welcome you to the program. We've been on hiatus for a bit time just during the summer, but you've been asking to have Dr. Ann Truong back. He's a good friend of mine, business partner, and we're going to be sharing you some strategies to help you if you've got a medical practice right now, maybe kind of just going through the motions. Maybe you need a kickstart to get things going. I know it's the summer, but now is the time we need to start thinking about fall, thinking about winter. And today I have her on the program to talk about some strategies to maybe kickstart that for you. And it's also to promote a challenge that we're happening later this month. And it's coming up August 27th, 28th, and 29th. It's our popular 3-day medical practice profits challenge. We're going to give you all the details, but we do have a link here in the show notes so you can register. But we'll talk about that in just a few minutes or just later, find out more information about that. But I want to bring to the program Dr. Ann Truong. Ann, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, Mike? Great to be back again.
Great to be back. I know that some may be listening to this for the first time. Maybe just a quick introduction about who you are and just, you know, how you built your practice from basically nothing into a 7-figure business.
Well, so I'm a PM&R, a doctor, physiatrist, been doing interventional pain, and I got into doing autologous biologic or PRP since 2005. And then 2014, started doing more specializing in more sexual health using biologic. And then COVID hit in 2020, and I had to figure out a way to stay afloat, because at that time we were actually a cash-based practice. We dropped insurance in 2019 because I was burnt out before burnt out was even a word that was popular at that time. And 1 year before COVID hit, we went to cash. And then for 3 months, we didn't have any patient coming into the practice. And that's when I started diving into marketing, because I feel that as a doctor, if I don't know how to market or bring patients into my practice, that I'm going to be either be bought over, close down my business, or work for somebody else. And I wasn't going to about to do that. So that's when I invested money into coaching and finding out how can I attract my own patient into my practice without depending upon referral or upon word of mouth. A lot of doctors think that, oh, I'm getting this referral, word of mouth. I will tell you this, doc, because, you know, a referral pattern change. I used to have 17 orthopedic doctors referring to me, and I thought I was set. Guess what happened? They got bought over by the hospital system, and the hospital system got their own pain management doc. I went from 17 referral to no referral because they have to send their referral to, you know, their doctor within the health system, okay? So, but even if you have patient that refer to you, that's not a steady stream. So as a doctor, and if you either take insurance or as you kind of figure out a way to bring in new patient and then also nurture the existing patient you have so they can come back to you again to utilize your services. And then also think about how you can work for one to many. I've learned that for the last years of being in business, that if I was going to do one-to-one, working one-to-one with a patient, I can cap out at a certain amount. I can't cap out more than that. I'm not complaining. At that time, we were a seven-figure business, was heading to even eight-figure at that time. But I had to be at home. I couldn't travel more than 3 weeks. I couldn't, I couldn't travel more than, because my staff depended upon us to work to generate money. And I really wanted a way where I can work with one to many, meaning that I not only one to one, but I can reach to 1 to 1,000, 1 to 100. And we figure out a way to do that with being online and creating a membership with real income.
As a doctor, I wasn't used to asking for help, especially when it came to subjects outside of medicine. But then I found physiciancoaches.com. In an instant, I found hundreds of experts to help me in all aspects of life, on areas I was afraid to ask. Dealing with burnout, starting a side gig, money management, even help with my marriage. And the best part? Nearly all experts are physicians themselves. After reading their profile and a quick chat, I knew I found the right mentor for me. At physiciancoaches.com, help from professional colleagues is just a click away.
So, yeah, I want to talk about this amazing concept of one-to-one, because that's not how we were trained, in medical school. So talk about that shift, because there is kind of a mindset shift to doing this. Please explain more about how this one-to-many works.
Right. So we've always known about one-to-one. The patient comes into your office, you treat them, you spend, I don't know, 15 minutes, 30 minutes with them. But now, if you're taking insurance, probably 5 minutes, right? And then you have to deal with all the burden of paperwork and charting and authorization and all that. And if you're taking cash, you spend 30 minutes with them, but that's one-to-one. You can do so much, right? You can only see patients 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, 5 days a week, 7 days a week, but that's just you. You can hire other doctors, but then that's more expenses. Now, imagine if you can take your knowledge, right? And I'm a specialist in sexual health, and I specialize in men's sexual dysfunction. If you can take your knowledge and then transfer that on Zoom, and then transfer that knowledge on how to restore, sexual function within 30 days. But instead of doing one-to-one, you're in a classroom, in a classroom with 300 people, and you're talking to them all at once, and you're teaching them about, whatever your specialty is, on like a one challenge that they may be facing, like what supplement do I need to take for libido, or like if you're a primary care doctor, like what type of supplement can I take to lower my for managing diabetes, or what exercise should I do to help with my high blood pressure, right? So it's the same question that you would answer to your patient one to one, but you're positioning yourself where you can be in front of one to many. And what I'm specifying and what I'm talking about is really more of creating a membership. Like imagine everybody have a Netflix account, right? Everybody have a Prime, Amazon Prime account. Well, that's one to many. You have one, you have a membership that you pay a monthly fee for, a low monthly fee for, and then you get access to a certain benefit. Well, as a doctor, you have, all this knowledge in your head that you spend more than 12 years of honing and acquiring, and every year in CME, right? How about if you just take 5% of that knowledge and educate the people that really need you to learn about that information, but instead of doing it in the office one-to-one, transfer that knowledge to be online with a group of people that come monthly to learn from you. So I would be a coach. And a lot of doctors would say, well, isn't that a medical liability or not? No, you're educating. You're just educating. You're not their doctor at all. You're just educating. And it's up to them to take the information, interpret how they want to be, and then they discuss that with their doctor. right? So like it's like going on YouTube. I love being on YouTube to learn. If I have a question, I'll do it on YouTube. And I want to give you a recent data that just released. YouTube now is the number one platform for people go to do any type of search now and to learn. Number one platform now. It used to, and it's also now the number one platform for podcasts. So people are now listening, going
Really?
on YouTube for podcasts, not Apple, not Spotify. Well, about maybe 3 years ago, Spotify was number one, Apple number two, and YouTube was number three. Now YouTube is now number one. So now, when you're on YouTube educating, you can capture people on listening on podcasts through audio, but you're also capturing people that like to listen on video. I learn by video. That's why I love YouTube. But now YouTube is the number one platform for people to do research and to learn. And that is one of my favorite things is to teach doctors how to go on YouTube and how to make money from one to many using YouTube as a platform. It's like having your own channel. It's like you are your CBS. My channel. I have a channel on YouTube called the Trunk Rehabilitation Center, and we're across 100,000 subscribers. And every video I put out, YouTube pays me for the content. But not only that, but I'm able to make money from people watching the video and buying the from a product that I recommend or a supplement I recommend or they join my membership, which is called the Modern Man Club, which is a membership where we coach men to regain sexual confidence again. And imagine if you have, let's say you have that capture audience and you have like 500, let's say 100 people paying you $57 a month. That's $5,700 a month. Imagine cumulative every month, right? That's like almost like over $60,000. But what if you add 10 members a month? On top of that, that's compounding recurring income. And I love that aspect of membership and compounding recurring income more than a course. Because when you have a course, you constantly have to try to get people to buy that course. But once they buy that course, they're done, right? They're not really coming back again. But I like the model of the real income with the membership model. And I figured it out since 2020 on how to do that on YouTube. But not only that, but it also will funnel into your office as well. But it will also give you other opportunities to have a brand, establish your brand. And just being on YouTube, I've been able to create at least 14 sources of income to make money from being online. This is, and one of it is my office, but the other 13 sources is from supplement, from affiliate relationship, from brand sponsorship, from licensing, from other sources, which, we can talk about at another episode. But there's, I figure out that I have 14 sources of income just being online.
This podcast is sponsored by Doc to Doc Lending. Are you a physician looking to consolidate your loans or maybe start a new project like opening up your own clinic? Doc to Doc Lending understands the unique financial challenges you face and is here to support you every step of the way. You can benefit from low interest rates, a lightning fast approval process, and personalized loan options tailored exclusively for physicians. This company was founded by doctors for doctors. Don't let financial limitations hold you back any longer. Visit bootstrapmd.com/doctodoc to unlock your path into financial freedom today. That's bootstrapmd.com/doc2doc, and you can get started right away. Doc to Doc Lending helps empower physicians one loan at a time.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to explore those because I know people want to know all the different sources that you do. A lot of different great points that you make. I think one of the things, this concept from one to one and one to many, which I think can be a revelation for most doctors, is they, especially those who are maybe like in surgery, where they might see that patient once. Maybe they see the patient, maybe they get, a facelift, right? They see the patient, they get their facelift, and maybe they won't see them again. But the thing that you have to understand with patients is it's hard to find a new doctor. It's hard to go in. I even for my wife, who's like, we were thinking about changing our dental insurance. She said, "I don't want to change dentists. I already like this one dentist." Now, if you're a surgeon and they know you, like you, trust you, they spend all this money with you, why don't you continue to see them? And I see all this money left on the table, like, hey, they've had this facelift, or maybe they need to come in regularly for touch-ups or talk about skincare, all of these different things. I see doctors, bariatric surgeons, they get, and bariatric surgery right now is struggling right now, right? Because of all the new medications. But maybe you help them to lose weight. Maybe they see you for weight maintenance or, weight management, nutrition, these kinds of things. Are these the kind of things that you're talking about when you're talking one to many?
Well, that's the back end. So you can have front end or back end. And so what I mean by that, let me clarify. Let's just say, talk about the bariatric surgeon. All right. Say if you are a bariatric surgeon and you're not getting the amount of patient you used to get, well, how about if you create a front end, meaning before the patient even become a patient, when you can attract a prospect, right? So what if you create a membership to help people lose weight? Right, you could to help people how what to how to eat to lose weight, and maybe as well offer to do the GLP-1 treatment. That's before they can become a patient at that time. But what if you show them ways to do, because we're now exploring other that there's some complication with GLP now. I just saw an article the other day that it can also be, affect mental health as well, and there's about 1.4% of men that takes the semaglutide can have sexual dysfunction. So even though it's a small percentage, but on the front end, maybe you can help them with a diet exercise as well, to more of natural therapy. And then once they know, like, and trust you, because if you start to like somebody, you stick with that person, like your wife with the dentist, right? Well, get them to know, like, and trust you. They may come and see you for the bariatric surgery. And then after, if you have a patient that you did bariatric surgery for, maybe afterward to help them with how to tighten up the skin, maybe there are certain supplements, certain topical that will help, with tightening up the skin, and maybe certain exercise that they can do to maintain the weight loss, and lifestyle modification to maintain the weight loss as well, because we know that one of the challenges of patients that had a bariatric surgery is weight gain, because they haven't changed their lifestyle that got them to, have the to be overweight. So one of the things at the back end is to how to maintain that. One of the things I want to offer to your listener, very valuable, that I've learned from being in the marketing world, is always figure out what is your patient or your prospect pain point. And I'm not talking about pain as in pain, but what is the trigger that they feel is hurt them so bad emotionally that they, once they hear it, they want to move forward to work with you? What is that trigger? What is that pain point that once you say it, once you identify it, they said, "I want to work with that doctor. I like that doctor," right? And so for me, with working with men with sexual dysfunction, the trigger is a confidence. They've lost confidence. They've lost but a confidence in themselves. They've lost that connection with their partner. They're not themselves again. So I figure that pain point and I go deep on it, and that's how I'm able to attract my ideal patient. So figure out the pain point, the trigger, and then figure out what challenges they have in managing that pain point. All right? Because this is your, this, once you figure this out, this is your seven figure or eight figure business. Because all you do is figure out that one pain point and the challenges that your prospect or your customer is facing, and you have the solution for that, that you can help them with that. That is your business. Like, for instance, let me give you an example. Somebody trying to lose weight, right? What is the number one challenge they have? Is that yo-yo dieting, right? They lose the weight, they keep coming back, right? It's yo-yo. That's the number one challenge to people when they figure out how to die. Well, how can you, how, if you are in bariatric surgery, how can you help them maintain the weight loss? Right? How can you offer that, maintain, help them with the weight loss, and then design your membership program around that? Or how can you help them lose weight without being on medication as well? That's been around for a long time. Now, that's a heavily competitive field, right? It is weight loss. But let's shift gear and talk about a diet, an endocrinologist, right? If you're an endocrinologist, there is money to be had, because what's the number one struggle of endocrinology with patients with diabetes, right? Is to how to control their blood sugar. And I can tell seeing patients, most of the time, the patients that are diabetic, that are, 9.1 hemoglobin A1C, doesn't even know if they eat bread, they'll elevate their blood sugar, or that, pasta contribute to that, or they don't know what the difference between complex carb and simple carb. What if you create a membership to help diabetic control their blood sugar, so that way they can bring it down to, below 7 even? That is such an easy membership. Not only endocrinologists can do, even primary care doctors can do. But these are the same thing that the questions that you answer to patient for, but you don't have time to teach them that. What if you create a membership for that? So that's what I'm saying, is that you can create a front end a product, and you can create a back end product after they come into your office. So as a doctor, if you have an office, think of something maybe in the front end, maybe something in the back end. But there are so much opportunity to be had with our knowledge that we have, that we spend, a lot of money and a lot of sacrifice. My daughter is in med school now. She's in her third year, just took her board part one. And, I just realized how much sacrifice we had to do to get to where we are now. We've forgotten. Yeah, we've forgotten the sacrifices of studying on a Friday, Saturday, while our friends are going out having fun. All right. You study and you take the boards, and you spend 3 months. She spent 3 months of her life studying for board part one. And we just forgotten all of that. And we just really forgotten how valuable we are as a clinician, and how we're able to approach a complex situation and, within a few minutes, be able to figure it out. But how about you transfer that 5% of that knowledge to educate not only your patient, but consumer, customers, and how to live their life better?
Okay, that was part one of my interview with Dr. Ann Chuang, teaching us that one-to-many concept that allow you to increase your revenue for your practice, for your career. And I hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned next week for part two. As always, guys, you're going to have ups and downs in your entrepreneur career. It's all about doing one thing each and every day, one small thing each and every day to get you closer to your goals and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now, let's get to work.